Hello, creeps. It's me, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And thanks for listening to 8-Bit Geek.
Hey everyone, and thanks for listening to the 8-Bit Geek. We're a man down.
Yeah.
Kevin
man down.
Is man down. Shots fired. Kevin is with the WWE this evening.
Yeah.
And we couldn't record any later in the week, so this was our only night to do it. Last week we didn't have Doug. This week we don't have Kevin. Maybe next week you guys won't have me. That's the way it's going.
No, we can't record with me, not you.
Maybe this is just our natural. We're all on vacation, so we get a week off. Kind of.
You bad. Know what? We do need at some point to offset a week. Otherwise, show 100, our big show 100. I'll be on my honeymoon, so we've got to offset it at some point.
Okay, we'll have to do that. We just spent the last hour and a half talking to a brilliant individual. His name is John Bailey. And if you don't know him, he is most famous for on the internet for the Honest Trailers voice. He's the epic movie trailer voice for Honest Trailers. Mm-hmm. And so we had a great time with him, didn't we?
Yeah. And he's really awesome. I mean, you've probably heard him do voices for movie trailers, like legitimate movie trailers, not just the Honest Trailers.
Oh, yeah. He's a professional.
Yeah, I mean, like, this guy, we found out that, like, he does a lot of ADR and, like, voice replacement for actors when they can't get them into the studio. So, like, if you saw Ender's Game, he actually dubbed over some of Harrison Ford's lines,
and
which
he's
is
done,
incredible to me.
He's done quite a bit of work. He's gotten over 200 jobs in the pot, as they say. And he also judged us. We did a contest to see who could do the best voiceover work on a movie trailer, and we found out that we both failed. We got some constructive criticism. If you want to see, if you want to hear that and listen to the interview, then you can do that on Thursday. That's when we're going to release it. So
yeah, and it was a lot of fun. It was. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, and we pretty much didn't have to do the interview. We just said a couple words, and then he took it and ran with it.
Right.
It almost sounds like he does a podcast a day.
The way he was talking, it sounded that way, huh?
Yeah, it sounded that way. But he's a natural. I mean, he's a natural at what he does. He's been doing it for 6 years, and it was great, man. He's even got some. He even voiced, like, what are they called? Toys. How did I forget toys?
Yeah, how'd you forget the word toys?
I don't know.
Yeah, he did some for Star Wars. He did like the stormtrooper or
clone trooper masks.
Yeah, one of the masks where it's yelling out the commands and stuff. And he was in XCOM and all that stuff. I mean, dude has got some amazing credits under his belt, and it was a lot of fun to talk.
So be sure to check that out because he talks geek with us, and it's a lot of fun. We also had something happen over the weekend, pretty big news. Right, I mean, we went to a Dallas Comic Con or something like that.
Yeah, just another one of those things.
Another one of those things. We did Dallas Comic Con Fan Days. We had a lot of fun doing that. And if you want to check out that coverage, you can go to our website at www.the8bitgeek.com. Check out all the latest news, the videos that we shot. Not Doug. Check out the daily wrap-ups on the podcast, and also all the galleries that we shot with our cameras. Hopefully, if you spot yourself, let us know. We'd love to give you the high-res version of it. So we try to do that. Also, follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagrammy. We'd love to have you check us out and interact with us. So also, you should subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Doug?
Stitcher.
That's right.
That's the other one.
Yeah, that's
Stitcher.
The other one.
I know you forgot that word, so I helped you out.
Doug, why do you have to call me out every chance you get? Can you just not work as a team and just be like it was meant to happen?
Well, you forgot toys, so I just assumed that Stitcher would have been a little bit harder.
I remembered it, Doug. I wanted to give you a chance to talk.
No, I'm good.
Well, Doug's off the call. The rest of the podcast will be done by me.
Yep, it's dude, it's after nine. It's well, we should be done by now.
We should, and we should be with our lovers making love.
You know, watching love. Gotham.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too. All right, so every week... Well, let's get this show over with then.
Yeah, oh my God, let's just wrap this up already. Let's just read some goddamn Doug, misconnections.
Doug, can you act like you want to be here?
Oh, I've just spent a whole weekend with you. Why are we doing this again?
Doug needs a break. He's going to take another week off.
I've got to go back to New York. This is just horseshit. I'll see you later.
Every week we like to take a look at who's missing who in misconnections. It's where we look at Craigslist, see if anybody needs a connection from a con. We try to hook you up, okay? As best as we can. I don't know. No one has really written us with a success story yet.
I don't know if I've ever heard any success stories from any of these, so I don't feel too bad about people not contacting us whether or not they've worked.
Contact us, damn it!
Yeah, we gotta know.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, send the pictures and the video and all that stuff too.
Of you guys connecting.
Right. We want to see that.
Yeah.
Or don't. I don't really know. Who knows?
All right. Well, here's the segment anyways.
Oh, yeah.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection.
Got that smooth music on.
Oh, I've missed that music.
This has been real good. Now, since Kevin's not here to read off the Walmart ones, we usually give him the nasty, the craziest ones that we can find. He's not here to do that, but we got a couple from a Comic-Con, a little Comic-Con known as New York Comic-Con.
Yeah, just a little, you know, a little insignificant con, nothing big, nothing... Not well, breaking any records for the number of attendance or anything like that. Just a small, intimate little con.
Kind of a hole-in-the-wall con.
Yeah. It's like maybe at least 35 people there.
Mm-hmm. Well, out of those 35 people, Lara Croft and Spider-Man were one of them. And
apparently they missed this connection, even though there was only 35. I don't understand.
Yep. It looks like Lara Croft is in front of Spider-Man right now, but in this picture. So, Lara Croft... has a letter for you, Spidey, and he's missing you, or she's missing you. Alright, here's a letter.
I love the way we did the tango and the way you gave me and my family escalator high fives. We all adore you, and I personally would love to hang out sometime if you're ever in NYC. I love your vibes, man. P.S. You have a great butt. Oh, and a great personality. Contact me if you see this.
How do we all adore you? He's already in with the family.
Yeah, there must be something that they must have talked or something, because I want to know how she also knows that he has a great personality. Because based on the pictures that are posted with it, they were at least 40 feet away from each other.
Photos, man.
Do what?
They look like creeper photos, like far away.
Yeah, they like, oh, look at that Spider-Man down there. Click, 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 click.
Great vibes from all the way down there. I really want to get to know them.
And I'm pretty sure that one of the pictures is like a moose knuckle pic. Like, I'm pretty sure that that's just a picture of his groin.
Oh, speaking of groins, how many groins did we see last weekend? Too many.
Too many, man. We've said it at the con. I'm tired of looking at dicks.
Here's a PSA. Men, if you wear anything tight around your genitalia, please wear a cup.
Yeah.
They're $5. Yeah, if you're wearing spandex, it's $5, man. Get with it.
Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Get it?
I mean,
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Dick.
You lust.
There's too many dicks. None. Walking around.
Just flopping.
Comic-Con.
Just
not
flopping.
Even flopping. They're not moving. They're in spandex, but they're just
no, they're flopping, man.
Hanging out for everyone to see. Ugh, it was the worst.
All right, Doug. Let's see what you got.
All right. What do we got here?
What?
Oh, this is another woman looking for a male. Oh, man, we don't get a lot of these. Uh-huh. Mostly a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Way overshooting.
Gosh.
All right, so this is a woman for male New York Comic Con Turnanog after party Beast Boy. Oh, she's looking for the Beast Boy. I guess that's a picture of him. I guess he's the red one.
Yeah.
I'm used to him being green. All right.
Well, it's
hey,
the new 52.
Me which, what?
It's the new 52.
Is he red in new 52?
I think so.
Oh, whatever. Hey, we were chilling at the New York Comic Con after party Friday at Turnanog. You were New 52 Beast Boy, and your friends were the Furies from the Warriors. You guys were super cool. I was wearing all black and had half my face painted white. And all the hubbub at Comic Con exhaustion, I'm not sure if I gave you a proper phone number. I wish I would have gotten yours. Either way, you seemed sweet and seemed cool, so was hoping to hang out with you again. P.S. Since you said you liked Harley Quinn, I'm pretty sure this Quinn poster print I found in our booth is yours, and at the very least, I would like to give it back to you.
Oh. Oh, so she had her own booth.
Yeah.
I like to do that to end all the music.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything specific.
Yeah, I was like, what, is that because she had a booth? Like, she had her own booth.
I'm just gonna do that for legit. I'm just gonna do that for normal stuff. Doug, tell me you drove to work today in your car.
So I drove to work today in my car.
You did what?
I know.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I almost had to get gas today.
You did what?
I mean, I didn't. I still have a quarter of a tank of gas, but I almost had to stop.
Again?
Ridiculous. So I kind of feel bad. Like, when we read, not really anything dirty from these Comic-Con stuff.
I feel bad for keeping it clean this week.
Yeah, it was so clean, man. Like, we should just find a Walmart one because, I don't know, man. I just feel bad that there's nothing.
Have you ever, Doug, I want to ask you a question here. It's kind of personal while you're searching, but it's to fill air time. Have you ever sat on a testicle and it rolls out from a leg and, like, you just sit on it and then you go, oh, God. I just did.
No.
And I'm in massive amounts of pain.
Oh.
My shorts were riding up.
Uh-huh.
And it tucked. I stood up a little bit like this. And then I sat back down and my testicle, my leg just kind of nudged it a little bit and it hurts, Doug. It really hurts.
I'm very sorry that happened to you.
No, you're not. Did you find it yet?
I found a Walmart one, but it was from a woman. Not, no offense, women, but it was too polite. You know what I mean?
You want to get real dirty tonight. Since it's after 9 that we're recording this, you think that we should just be real dirty?
Yeah, it's, you know, we'd be able to get away with a little bit more. It's the late night show.
You do understand that people listen to this while they drive to work, right?
That's perfectly okay.
You don't give zero fucks given.
Here's one that I told you about earlier, but I saw you to get on the list. Is I want cock now.
Oh my gosh, we're. Oh boy, Doug, you're responsible for this, man. So you go ahead.
Well, I'm not reading that one. I'm pretty sure that's all it says. And there's a picture attacked. Picture attached. I'm not taking a chance.
I'd say go for it.
No.
Take a chance in your life.
I'm not going.
Doug,
to.
I'm moving on in 5.
Go ahead. 4, if I find something between now and whenever, then I'll let you know.
2. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. Well, this week we have had quite the news fest. Just information dropped on our heads like crazy. First of all, if you go to our website, you will be able to see a visual release schedule of all DC films and Marvel films up until 2020.
Yeah, like all superhero movies that have been announced, pretty much.
It's pretty much anything. But this comes... We get the visualization because DC announced all their movies up until 2020. It's amazing. And, well, there's like three that they still haven't announced, like the solo films from Batman and Superman. And so, but they're coming as well. So we got... We got Suicide Squad coming in 2016, Wonder Woman in 2017, Justice League Part 1 in 2017, Flash in 2018, Aquaman 2018, Shazam 2019, Justice League 2 in 2019, Cyborg in 2020, and Green Lantern Reboot in 2020. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
And, you know, we sit here and you look at it, and we're like, man, that's a long time away. Like, when you look at 2020, like... Jesus, wasn't it just 2000? Wasn't it the year just 2000?
Right.
But in 5 years, because we're almost done with 2014 anyways.
Right.
And that, like, people, that hasn't crossed people's minds yet. We're 5 years away from all these, like, the last movie. I mean, 5 years, dude, we're going to get all these films.
It's 10 movies in the next 5 years. It's two every year.
13 movies.
Well, that's just these, though, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, the Batman, Superman, and the unannounced are going to fit into that schedule as well.
Ugh, I don't know how or where.
It's going to be crazy, man. It's wonderful.
Yeah, because if you've got Batman v Superman in 2016, you got Justice League Part 1 in 2017, so the next year we're already back with them. Mm-hmm. When do you squeeze in their own additional movies? So I guess 2018, 2019?
Maybe.
Because Justice League Part 2 is 2019, so that's 2 years later. So 2018 has to be like Batman or Supes by themselves.
Yep, or both. Imagine a double header.
Ugh,
summer.
Too much.
Good Lord.
Ah, too much.
Gross. Who would ever thought we'd say that about comic book movies?
Ugh. No, that's crazy. Yeah, and then, of course, with that, they also announced... I don't want to get ahead of... Or that's not the notes, is it? They also... Because it was WB. So they also announced the Lego Batman movies.
Right, and that's not on the schedule either. But what's really crazy is... Okay, so they announced a standalone Flash, okay? Mm-hmm. And WB cast somebody else... Than the TV show that just came out.
Yeah, it's so stupid. This is the one thing. Okay, this is the one thing that I give Marvel over DC is that their whole thing is everything's connected, and DC won't do it. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's because of how the rights fall to their TV side of things versus their movie side or what. But I'm with you. Why not? Why not?
So just to let you guys know, WB has contracted Ezra Miller mm-hmm. as the Flash for the solo film. And okay, what's his name on the show? Who's on the show? What's
Grant
his name?
Gustin.
Brant, is it Grant?
I think so.
Okay. And so it's stupid, man. Like why this show just started and this kid, this Ezra guy, looks just as young as who they casted in the TV show. And you're already gonna have 3 years of this show being out, why not use the same guy?
Yeah, I have no. I'm telling you, I'm. It's stupid. It's so. It's just. It's so convoluted. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you add more people to your roster playing the same characters? Unless this Flash, maybe he's not Barry Allen. Maybe he's Wally West
maybe
or not. Something.
Maybe they kill Barry Allen in the TV show, and then this guy takes up the mantle.
like we're right now. I mean, I don't know if they have specified. I don't know if they've specified which one he's playing. I think everyone is assuming that he's playing Barry Allen. Yeah, in fact, even in the article they say it's an interesting choice for him to play Barry Allen or Wally West or whichever version makes it to the big screen.
And
so
why...
maybe that's what they'll do.
Yeah,
is that they'll maybe. It'll be Wally, and that's how they'll differentiate between the two. So we don't have two Barry Allens, but we have a Barry Allen and a Wally West.
Quick question: Why don't we have any talks of the Green Arrow being a part of the Justice League?
Well, depending on which comic series you go off of, he's not a part of the Justice League. He's part of their offshoot group, which may just be Justice League America or something like that. But it's he's not, at least right now, he is not one of the main players with Bats and Superman and Green Lantern and stuff. He's
makes sense. He's
in the. In fact, I think they even make fun of that, where he's like, "Guys, hire me, hire me.
I'm over here." Like,
no.
And then he's like, and then Batman's like, "Only one Batman per group."
Yeah, we already have one millionaire. Like, we already have one millionaire in a suit. Like, you know, because it's the same character, right? I mean,
yeah.
So
who would have thought that we would have seen? I mean, we're talking about the superheroes. Who would have thought that we would see Iron Man be a villain in a Marvel film? This has just been announced. It's crazy to me that Robert Downey Jr. has joined the cast of Captain America 3 for the Civil War storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next phase in Marvel's plan, and holy shit. Like, what an epic storyline.
We'll see.
Doug, they've pulled everything off. How can we announce this and then that's the only opinion you have is we'll see?
Because it's all speculative.
It's not speculative. It's been, dude,
it absolutely 100% is. He is in the final talks to join the movie. He has not officially joined the
movie.
Dude,
it is
official. You cannot say that it's going to be this when there is absolutely no fucking proof that
when Variety reports on it, I'm going to take it that it's going to happen.
We'll see.
Right
now, we haven't even gotten to Avengers 2 yet. We have no idea what's going to happen.
I do.
And also, with the fact that we still have not gotten secured the rights to Spider-Man yet. And Spider-Man...
You don't need Spider-Man.
Here's the problem with Civil War, and I want them to do it, but I want them to do it right, is that you have to have the whole fucking Marvel Universe in your goddamn pocket before you can do the Civil War storyline justice. Because it is everyone against everyone. You know what I mean?
They're going to do it.
They want to do it, and that's their end goal, but I don't see it happening.
I see it. No, I think that
I see a very shitty, like watered down version of it.
Mark this conversation, because in probably somewhere between now and the beginning of the year, they're going to officially announce that Robert Downey Jr. has joined Captain America 3, and more details about the Civil War will leak out, and I think that they will wrap up the Spider-Man connected universe. I really do.
We'll see. I want them to, you know, because there was rumors that they were talking about how the Avengers were going to split into two groups, and that one group was going to go do one thing while another went and did the Thanos storyline, like wrap that storyline up, which I'm totally for, especially again since Spider-Man was a part of the Thanos group to begin with. I don't know if I'm ready for the Civil War, because the Civil War is, again, they don't have the rights to all the characters that they need to pull off that story the way that it should be done. And, you know, they're talking about how they are reintroducing that storyline back into comic books next year. So, you know, I'm going off of, right now, honestly, the previous storyline that was done, like, in 2007 or whenever that was.
Right.
So they may change that story up in 2015, that by the time this movie rolls out and 2018... it could be completely different than what I know.
And then people
may
could hate it.
A change in my opinion, but right. We'll see, man.
All right. Well, when it does come around to seeing the Avengers 2 and on maybe cable, you'll be able to do that with HBO, finally, without owning a cable box. HBO has announced that they are going to cut the cord and allow you in 2015 to just subscribe online and all of your devices. That's incredible. No one has the pricing details yet, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be around $10 a month.
10 to 15 would be my guess, since they are, how to put this? Because Netflix has really done well with their $8 a month model.
Right.
And they've put out some phenomenal content with just that, such as like House of Cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. I could see them trying to mimic that and go low, but at the same time, it's HBO, so I could see them going high. I could see them going for 15.
Do you see them? Do you see this as the kind of the backbreaker to the cable companies, and then them scrambling?
Absolutely. Like, the way that HBO over the past year that we've literally been talking about this have slowly cut the, like, been scaling back on what you have to have HBO. Like, it started with, you know, we were like, oh, we literally talked about this like last year. Like, man, HBO needs to get on this. They already have right. HBO Go. Just get with it. And then, like, early this year, they announced the plans where, not even early this year, maybe only like 3 months ago, they announced the plans where you could have like basic cable and then pay like an extra $10 for HBO. So it was like, you don't have to have like a full HBO package and get 100 billion channels plus HBO, where it's like, yeah, you get local channels and HBO, because that's just what some people want. So we saw that change in providers recently, and now they're going to this. Absolutely. I think that they're seeing where their market is, and the fact that all of their shows are some of the most pirated TV shows in the history of everything on the internet. That I think that they're like, you know what, we should probably cater to these people who are watching online and do watch at their own time frame. Like, why not give them a service? Because shows like House of Cards, while they all, again, are heavily pirated, are not as much because so many people already pay for Netflix. They're just going to fucking watch it on Netflix.
Like, right, you know, exactly. Like, yeah. And if you're already a subscriber, why not, you know, you can watch it instantly without having to go to your computer, without having to hit the download button, without having to worry about getting sued.
Yeah. So I think that may be another issue, again, is that, well, they see how people are watching it, and right now people are watching it on their own terms, by their own means, and then, and if that means pirating, people are doing it. And so they can reach these people and these viewers and make a fucking killing by going to this. I don't know.
I think that we're going to see a huge, I think that what we're going to see next is where ESPN cuts the cord and says, for $10 a month, you can watch all of us. And I think that it's just going to start snowballing, because sports is always the next to kind of follow a trend, you know?
Yeah.
And even sometimes lead it. So I think that we'll start to see all those networks start doing that. I mean, hell, NFL, MLB, and NHL already do it, where you can pay $50 a year and you get to watch all the games on your tablet and all that. So
yeah, I mean, there's a bunch that already do that. I mean, ESPN has it to an extent, but I think right now you still have to have, I don't know if you
have
to
have a Verizon account or AT&T account, and then you put in that information, and then it allows you to stream all their live TV.
Yeah, and that's how it is with like NBC Sports and stuff too. Like,
so I think I know it'll be a huge shift. So
I will be curious to see what happens with that. I mean, if it happens, because then it starts to get tricky where, yeah, people are willing to pay $8 a month for Netflix because of all the...
We're going to get roped back into a cable subscription, because it's going to be like, okay, do you want Netflix, HBO, and this? And that'll be $20 a month.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of my concern is that you get to the point where it's like...
Well, might as well have fucking cable.
Yeah, because at that point you're spending, you know... Because right now, I'm like, I will get HBO Go, even if it's fit like $15, because at that point, I'm paying for HBO and Netflix. That's all I fucking need, right? Like, I don't need anything else. That's all up-to-date movies. That's all the TV I watch. Perfect. But if you start adding in, like, you know, people who are not me, who are like, oh, man, I need ESPN. I need NBC Sports. I need Fox Sports. I need CNN. I need Nickelodeon for my kids. I need Toon Disney for my kids. And all that separate.
Right.
Like, at that point, yeah, you may as well just be fucking paying for TV at that point if it's $10 for each service. I mean.
Exactly.
So I don't think TV will ever lose it that way. What I would like to see is TV, one, almost all channels go to a, obviously they have their broadcast, but dude, I would also like to see a,
like a dollar digital, like a dollar or $2 a month charge for each channel. Like, you can a la carte it, you know?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Okay.
And they also all have the option for some form of streaming service where you can watch their catalog or whatever's airing, kind of like HBO does. HBO, while they have all of their shows on, the movies that are available to watch are only the ones that they're showing on TV at that time. Mm-hmm. So maybe, like, again, the Disney Channel, like, yeah, you can watch all of their shows, but if it's any Disney movies that they're showing, you can only watch whatever they're showing that month.
Yeah, and you get the back catalog of the episodes. Like, if they had 10 episodes that month, you get access to all of them, and you can watch them whenever you want, and then they go away. And then you have to switch over to Netflix, because that's when that, you know, they get the rights to it. Stuff like that, you know, like, they could do that. I think that's an excellent idea. I love it. I think that that's something that we may see, but who knows.
And I think that's what people want. I mean, again, you pick and choose the channels you want, because I would pay for cable if it didn't give me, like, I don't need the Cooking Network. I don't need the Home Improvement Channel or whatever it's fucking called, you know, like the Home and Gardens and on all the stupid shopping channels. Like, give me Comedy Central. Disney, because I'm not even gonna fucking lie. Nickelodeon.
Right.
Cartoon Network. A couple of sports channels.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, obviously HBO, you know, stuff like that. I mean, like, I want to watch my cartoons. I want to watch my True Detective. And my soccer. Like, that's it. That's all I want in life.
Right. Yeah. That's and that's perfect. I mean, if they could do something like that, and I mean, you're already paying the biggest chunk of your cable bill anyways is for your internet bandwidth. You know, I mean, so
yeah, that's something we talked about is how they're like capping bandwidth like crazy, and it's so stupid, especially when you have Google Fiber coming into all these towns and just like absolutely.
And they're lying when they say that, oh, we ran out of bandwidth. It's fucking there. How you run out of it?
Yeah.
So
retarded.
Anyway, it is. What else is retarded is that there was these three tiny little books that were made about the Harry Potter universe, and they're called The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And Warner Brothers is going to do something that that many said was a mistake, and they're thinking not only are they going to make it a trilogy, which is fine, you know, I'm sure that they can make a bigger spectacle of it and make it great. But they're talking about maybe even more movies out of this series.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't read these little books. Obviously, you can expand them because it's whatever you want to make it.
Right. Here's the problem I think where people are having if they're complaining about like, oh, how are they going to make a trilogy out of this book? Is the movie is not based on the book.
It's just
the
based
book
on
is
the
a
person.
Textbook in the Harry Potter universe. Right. They're creating a brand new story about this guy and his travels across the world as he compiles this book, The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So it's not like you're going to be watching a movie that's based on like a 30-page textbook that was printed. You know what I mean?
So it's
like
pretty much we're going to watch Hagrid for another 8 movies.
Well, it's not Hagrid.
I know, like a character like Hagrid who loves the animals and who may be a tamer and, you know, who documents his findings.
These are just, you know, I don't know. I'm excited, but I'm also reserved. I mean, like,
I know you're a huge Harry Potter guy, and you don't want things to ruin that universe for you.
And I don't think it will. It's just, you know, this is
uncharted territory.
Exactly, uncharted territory. It's like what we know from Harry Potter are either the 7 books plus the like little things like this that she's released, or the little snippets that she's given away in interviews and Q&As and stuff like that, where she drops little things about stuff. So like to have a movie, not a book series, but a movie come out based on something like this, you're kind of, you know, it's like, well, but she's
almost
writing them.
Shit, instead of this, like, give me more books. Like, give me more books based on the Harry Potter universe.
I think I would rather more books at first, because I think that the books are way better than the movies. Like, mm-hmm. even, like, the Harry Potter stuff. Like, I think the movies are good, but I think the books are phenomenally better. Like, it's a night and day difference. Again, she is writing these. And that's when she had a huge hand in the movies, but I don't think she ever wrote any of the screenplays. Like, she's straight up writing the screenplays for this.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually tweeted out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, very cryptic. Very cryptic. But she did come out and after that.
Yeah, she tweeted out something, and it was it was cryptic, and it sent the internet into a fucking tizzy, and people were trying to figure out what the crap it meant. People were like, oh, it's an announcement for a new Harry Potter book. It's all this stuff, blah, blah,
yeah, that's
blah.
What the big one was that it's a new Harry Potter book.
Yeah, and then she was like immediately, like, it's not new Harry Potter. Like, it has nothing to do. I mean,
do you think she has a lot of pressure? Like, do you think like that's the only reason why she hasn't written a new Harry Potter book, is just like, how the fuck do I live up to these 8 books?
Yeah, and I think that's why she's doing this, where it's like, oh, I can set this in another time frame sort of thing, in another person, another part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But what it turned out to be was, if you rearrange the letters of the sentence what she tweeted, it was the first sentence of the screenplay of The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And it was Newt Scamander only meant to stay in New York for an hour.
Oh.
Like, that's the first, that's how it starts. And so, like, you know, you're like, oh, shit. So, one, it's in New York. two, you can time frame is probably the turn of the century, so it's probably early 1900s, right? And in New York, so that's like,
that's awesome.
I don't even know what is going on. I don't know what Harry Potter universe is like in 1910. You know what I mean? Like,
we're gonna find out.
Yeah, and that's what makes it exciting. Is it's like it's something completely new, but I can still be a little reserved because it's a movie, not a book. So,
right. Well, every week we do look at the movies that did the best at the box office in our top box office review, top five of the week. And here we go. Number five is The Best of Me, making $10 million in its first week. Something that is a little disappointing because I went to go see it with my kiddo. And Alexander, The Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day, is actually pretty good. Made $11.43 million for a total of $36.29 in its second week. Number three is The Book of Life, making $17.1 million. I've yet to go see that. I really want to. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I've heard really great reviews and stuff. So number two is a huge movie that, I mean, it's breaking some the 100 million mark only in 3 weeks. Gone Girl, making $17.51 million. It's done incredible. And if you haven't gone to see that movie, you really should, because, man, incredible story, incredible acting. Someone's going to win an Oscar, I think, anyways. And the number one movie is Fury, making $23.7 million in its first week, taking number one spot. I wanted to go see it. Unfortunately, my wife does not like to watch anything to do with soldiers and soldiers blowing up and dying and killing, so she wouldn't go see Fury with me, although I really wanted to. So instead of Fury, I got Alexander and The Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Man, that I want to see Fury. I'm kind of sad that you didn't get to go see it because of...
Man, you know what? You should call in tomorrow, and let's go see it. Oh, my God.
I'm really sick.
Ebola.
Oh, I got it. I'm quarantined in my house and Hulu Movie Tavern.
Yeah.
So when you see me check in there, don't worry. I'm not there to watch a movie. I'm there because that's where the quarantine is.
Yeah. Of course. Well, we got to quarantine some gaming news this week.
Heyo.
Well, Google announced something that will fail.
What?
Listen,
like,
man.
Like Google Plus? Man.
What?
Yeah.
They announced a Google Nexus Player Media and Gaming Android Console.
Yeah, you know why it's going to...
Console.
Thank you. You know why it's going to fail?
Because everyone's doing it. And everyone already has an Apple TV or a Roku.
Yeah. I was going to say because of Android.
Oh. I can't hate it. Listen, Android has some good stuff, but it has
gaming wise, no,
I know it's everybody. Here's the biggest problem is that it's all segregated. Nobody can run anything. It's really weird. But this unit will sell for $99. It doesn't have HBO Go yet. It doesn't have Netflix yet. It doesn't look like. So
it says it will also run media apps like Netflix and Hulu Plus.
It will, but it's not on there. From the expanded story that I read, they may have added it, but from what I read, you know, it was a no show. I could be wrong on that from an update. All right, but it will have an Xbox style controller. It looks very much like the Hulu. Oh my gosh, what was the OnLive? It looks like the OnLive controller, exactly like it. I believe that they purchased OnLive, if I'm not mistaken.
I think we talked about that.
If you do get this, they give you like 2 months free of OnLive, and you can play all those games as well. But it's something I don't see being a big hit. I mean, we already got so many streaming boxes out there. Amazon, you know, Roku. I mean, everyone's doing it now. Even PlayStation has a PlayStation TV, and I think that would cannibalize the sales of the gaming market over this. So
yeah, for sure.
We're getting a Minecraft movie, and Sean Levy is going to direct it. I don't know much about it other than that, but if you are a Minecraft fan, good for you.
With, I love Minecraft. I don't know what this... What does this look like? I don't know
how I don't know what it's going to look like, but after the success of the Lego movies, everybody's like, well, what can we latch on to?
Yeah. I've seen some really cool Minecraft videos where people have... Because, again, the great thing about Minecraft is all the mods and shit that you can put into it, right?
Right.
So I've seen people who have put in these, like, crazy texture mods that make them... That let them run, like, high-def textures on there, and then also allow for, like... high def shading and stuff, and I've done some really amazing videos within Minecraft itself. So it would be kind of cool to see a movie played out that way.
Yeah, where they start off like this and they can even go through different mods, and it's just like they go through the high def one, kind of like what they're doing with SpongeBob movie. Yeah. And they come out and they're like all 3D and everything, and like dude.
I'm saying even use the game, like actually use the game, like obviously
game engine.
Have like a very special version of it, like coded and stuff, that you have all these high def, and then just do it that way. Okay, because people on YouTube have been doing it for fucking years, and they make like some really amazing stuff out of it. So it'd be funny to see a studio use that method where everything's done within your computer. You have.
Did you see that somebody made an iPhone, an actual working iPhone in Minecraft? It's insane.
I saw that someone made like a working hard drive. And I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
Ridiculous.
You have one kilobyte of space on that thing, but that's insane.
It's nuts. Ugh. All right, so Sony has announced that they're doing some Ultimate Editions on their web store, so you can save up to 75% on bundles now. They're doing a bundle deal to where you can really get some good gaming if you don't own any titles. Of course, it's all digital, which is not bad, but you can get some gaming and some playable add-ons for a pretty cheap price. Also, both Xbox and PlayStation are having their new updates come out where you can customize the backgrounds and all that kind of stuff, so keep a lookout. I believe Xbox is coming out in November with their update. The Xbox One, and the PS4, I believe, is out now. So you can customize your systems a little bit more and do some more crazy stuff. So the makers behind the popular game of Infinity... Well, no, not Infinity Crisis. What the hell am I talking about?
Oh, man.
There's a... Infinity Crisis has suffered some layoffs, and they're behind the MOBA... starring all the DC comic superheroes. Too many MOBAs out there, not enough players. That's all it is. And finally, Unity has no plans to sell. There was a big developing story out there that says that Google was going to buy Unity, and Unity is a huge platform that's used in many iOS games, many Android games that get ported over, a lot of mobile titles and stuff. And it's even in a lot of console games that you play every day, so... luckily it's going to stay right where it's at, thankfully, because nobody wanted that to go away, because Unity is a really cool platform to build on. So
indeed,
every week that's your gaming news. Not much to kind of hit on after, of course, Minecraft, but yeah. Wanted to give
hey,
you guys
before,
a heads up
before we get to the what are you watching,
and now for what are you watching
before we get to that 8-bit Gore Fest.
I'm just kidding.
I shot you in the mouth.
Yes, every week we do an 8-bit Gore Fest. We didn't say it at the top of the show, but damn it, we'll get it in now.
That's right.
Doug, take it away.
All right. If you've been following along, every week we recommend a couple of movies for you to watch in spirit of Halloween. We use the hashtag 8-bit Gore Fest to talk about the movies on our social media. This week, your movies to watch are... We'll start off with a classic, Silence of the Lambs. If you haven't seen it yet, it's amazing.
I've seen it.
It's great. It's a great movie.
That's one of the movies. That's one of the horror flicks that I actually watched.
Yeah, it's really good. So if you want a classic, watch that one. If you want something that's a little funnier, watch Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Shit is hilarious. And then if you want something a little more family friendly, watch Paranorman. Those are your three 8-bit Gorefest movies to watch this week. They're all amazing. They're all available on Netflix. Go watch them.
Yeah. Also, go look at our galleries, because I'm looking through right now the Dallas. I'm looking through the Dallas Observer. I'm looking at all these other sources who have took pictures at the latest Dallas Comic Con.
Mm-hmm.
They're crap, man.
Really?
Yeah. Our picture game was much tighter. And I'm mad because Dallas Comic Con isn't acknowledging us for that. They just put it on there because it's, oh, it's a newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. Newspaper. That's what it is. It's, oh, the Dallas Observer put it out.
Listen, Dallas Observer has Dallas as their listening base. We reach global, okay? And we got that stuff that people won't. So listen. Right. So come to our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. With that, let's see what we're watching.
Are you watching closely?
Doug, I've given in. I've watched The Flash. I think that you said it last week that it's just a kind of a remake of Smallville. I gotta agree with you, but it is a fun, brighter kind of superhero show. You know, it's not. You know, I like it.
Oh yeah, I do too. I don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying it. It's just Smallville again. Like we said, is a meteor crashes into Smallville. Random ass people start gaining powers. This one is some shit fucking blows up in Central City. Random ass people start getting superpowers. And it's kind of like a case of the week. Like, oh, who's the bad guy with superpowers this week?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same thing.
I mean, but it's fun. When you have Arrow, which is kind of dark at times, so this was kind of like a flip of that, where it's a lot brighter.
Yeah, he even got Arrow to say cool.
Yeah,
which was so un-Arrow.
Oh, it was.
It was so un-Arrow. Like, he's hanging off the side of a building and goes, cool. Like, I don't want to see Arrow. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yes, Stephen Amell. Get your fucking shit together.
Yeah. Or else. Yeah. The other thing that I have done is I played something, which is Borderlands, the pre-sequel. It is so fun. I'm running with a group of, we're all four claptraps.
Oh, jeez.
It's a claptrap gang.
That's terrifying.
It is, because every time that you hit your special ability, it's random, and your program can malfunction, and on some of them, every claptrap in the group gets the same ability, and so pretty much there's one where it's called like fun guns or something like that, and you cannot for 60 seconds cannot stop shooting. And so you pretty much run out of ammo.
Oh, jeez.
It's just crazy, man. It's nuts. But other than that, I'm still playing my NBA 2K15. I'm almost I'm in the playoffs. I'm playing against the Thunder right now as the Dallas Mavs. I got traded to the Mavs with my character. I'm about to sign with Jordan. His representative came and saw me, and he says he likes what I'm doing. And he says he wants me on their squad, but I got to keep doing better. So I'm working towards that, and he hasn't come visit me again. I'm really pissed off. I wish he would, because I need that endorsement deal so I can get some more talent points, so that way I can get even better, and then I can go online and beat people. But it's not happening yet, and I'm really angry about it. So damn. I'm also down three games to two. I'm down in the playoffs against the Thunder, and you know, I gotta come back with back-to-back wins in order to get to the conference championships. Shit's the struggle is real.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Doug, what'd you do?
Oh,
follow that, bitch.
Did you when you made your character, did you do the face scan thing?
The face scan isn't on the PC.
Oh, that's right, I forgot.
But I got it. Is Ashley came in, and we spent like 30 minutes working on it, and it looked exactly like me after we were done. And then a server problem happened, and it wiped my character's face, and so I became a black man. And then I tried to change it back as best as I could. Now I look like an Asian guy, and Ashley is like, "Oh, come help you again someday." So now I'm just an Asian playing basketball.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you do this weekend? this week.
Well, I went and saw that movie Annabelle.
Ew! But I heard you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Annabelle is better in smaller doses to be scary.
They ruined the things that made it scary or could have made it scary. Like, you know, in
was
the
it
in
more
the Conjuring.
Chucky?
What's that?
Was it more Chucky than it was?
No,
Conjuring?
Not even like that would have been more scary than what it was. Okay, so in the Conjuring, you learn like the backstory about, like, or not really the backstory, but just like the it's possessed, right? It's a possessed doll. Whatever. It's fucking terrifying as shit. Because you don't see any of the stuff happen. She just looks creepy, and then this crazy stuff happens around her. In this one, it's like they gave her a reason to be quote-unquote possessed, right?
Really?
Like, there was a satanic cult.
So they gave her a backstory that wasn't needed.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, and then you saw it in the trailer. Like, it's the crazy chick's holding her, and she bleeds into it, right? So she's like a cultist. She bleeds. I'm ruining this movie. I don't give a fuck. This movie sucks. Don't go see it. So she...
So it's pretty, this really sounds like the Chucky storyline so far.
Right, exactly, right? So, but he uses voodoo and he puts himself in the doll. That's mm-hmm. what happens there, so he'll never die.
Okay.
Until he puts his soul into a new body, otherwise he becomes part of the doll forever. Anyways, this is like, chick straight up dies, bleeds into it, and then I guess her, like, mad Satanist soul takes over the doll. Or possesses the doll, because the doll doesn't move on its own, right? It's all, like, supernatural, paranormal stuff.
Right.
And, like... she starts off clean and nice looking, which is one thing I am glad they did. When I first bought her, she didn't look as fucking terrifying as she ends up looking later. And so you do see her digress through the movies. Like, you see, like, you know, because stuff happens around her, the environment and stuff that kind of causes her to get, like, really shitty looking. Like, she gets thrown away, people try to get rid of her, and, like, so she ends up in the trash. And so she starts looking more frayed and beat up as it goes on. But, like, there was a solid 20 minutes of the movie where I swear to God they probably filmed it at the very end and just threw it in. Mm. Like, they didn't color grade it. They didn't do anything to make it look... It looked like... Because you have this movie, so it has that film look.
Right.
And then it literally went to raw footage, untouched, very shitty looking. Like, not shitty because it was, like, good quality, but untouched. It didn't look matched the rest of the movie. Like, right in the fucking middle.
Mm-hmm.
I guess most people wouldn't have noticed, but you know how, you know, we are. We watch a lot of movies. We film a lot of stuff. We know how to make things look
right,
like film. And then you just throw that right in the middle. It was just like, it pulled me out of the movie. It was so distracting with how bad it looked. And then to show the fucking demon.
Really?
Don't show me that shit. Like,
they showed the demon that they actually put into the doll.
More or less. Yeah.
That's
like, there's
stupid.
Some really creepy stuff. Like, okay, there's this scene where she's going into the basement because she lives in, like, an apartment complex, right? So she's going into the basement and she's putting stuff down there. And all of a sudden, down at the end of the hallway, her baby stroller comes out of, like, fucking nowhere. And there's a baby crying. And, like, her baby's upstairs, you know? And so she's like, she hears her kid crying. So she, like, slowly walks over because it's dark and scary, and scary things have already happened. And she walks up to it, and all of a sudden, like, this demon thing shows up, and it scares her, and she's running down the hall, and she gets in the elevator, and she closes the doors, and she thinks it's coming after her, and the doors close, and she goes up, and the doors open, and she's still on that floor. And she can hear the rustling of the demon thing coming after, and she closes the door, she hits the button, she goes up, doors open, and she's still on the floor.
Well,
so that's creepy, because you're like, what the fuck?
Right.
But then they kind of show it in the darkness, and then at one point you see it on the ceiling, and it's just like... It just looked like a dude in a demon costume. You know what I mean? Like, it looked terrible.
Really cheap.
It wasn't scary. You didn't need to show it. It ruined Annabelle. No longer became scary.
The Annabelle. Listen, I can tell you this. I haven't seen The Conjuring, and I haven't seen this film, but I can tell you this. It goes along with every classic horror that has ever been wonderful and great, and scared you to the point that it scares you beyond the time that you've seen in the theater. The less you know, the more it's just. It frightens you. The less you see, the more your imagination takes over and scares you to death.
Exactly. We've talked about this 1,000 times. I think it's the quote from Alfred Hitchcock where it says, you know, the scariest thing is the unknown. You know, there's a knock at the door, or you're the last person on earth and there's a knock at the door. Like, the scariest thing is the unknown. What the fuck is on the other side of that door that it's knocking, right?
Exactly.
And so, yeah, by showing the demon, it just became, it made it cheesy. It made the doll not scary because now you know what's causing all the stuff to go on. It's so much scarier when you think that, not necessarily that it's the doll, but that the thing inside the doll. When you bring it outside of the doll, not scary anymore, especially when you fucking show it. One of the creepiest things that one of my friends didn't like that I did was that there's, again, just another creepy moment, kind of after I think that happened, where the doll's just sitting there, and all of a sudden it just raises to its feet, and is just, and then, like, the chick just straight up looks, because it's in her peripheral, so she sees this doll stand up.
Yeah.
And she starts to, you know, like, back away, like, what the fuck? And then it just flies at her.
Ooh.
Like, something threw it at her. But, you know, just that slow stand that it did was like, you know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is creepy. But at the same time, like, that movie. Don't go see it. I'm sorry if I spoiled it for you and you were wanting to see it. But watch The Conjuring. The Conjuring's such a phenomenal movie. It's so scary. And for the right reasons. They don't show you everything, and it's just terrifying. This one showed too much.
Awesome. What else?
And then I did watch Silence of the Lambs today to prep for this week. Really good. Obviously watch it. And then Katie and I watched what movie? Oh god, we watched Hocus Pocus, because she loves Jeremy's
movies?
Going on break, so I'm going to keep talking while he goes and checks some stuff out.
No,
and he heard some noises in his house. Well, obviously, we're talking about scary movies, so
yeah.
Now he's scared.
No, there was a straight-up boom. I got to go check it out. I'll be right back. Okay.
All right. So anyways, yeah, so we watched Hocus Pocus, and it's that classic Disney movie about the witches with Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler and Jason Marsden and Thora Birch and... you know, people that are in it. We watch it like every Halloween. It's a good Halloween movie. It's cute. I didn't realize that it was like a Disney original movie initially until the studio picked it up and actually made it into a theatrical release. And that Leonardo DiCaprio was offered the role as Max, but he turned it down to go be in What's Eating Gilbert Grape, which I thought was actually probably a really good choice for him because it was a significantly better movie. But so we watched that, and
I'm back.
Jeremy's back. So what happened?
I don't know. I thought maybe a toy fell or something, but Ashley was like, "It wasn't me." And then I was like, "Well, it wasn't me." And she goes, "I thought it was you." And then I was like, I gotta finish the show." And she was like, "Well, don't leave. I'm scared." But
Sorry for rambling on about the movie, everyone. The movie, the Hocus Pocus.
Sorry.
I know everyone's probably already seen it. But
all right, everybody, that's our show for the week. Please stay tuned and watch the John Bailey interview that we got going up on Thursday. Be sure to follow us on our social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagrammy at the 8-Bit Geek. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean, and
oh yeah, Stitcher. Did you forget again?
Bye, everybody.